feels like the first time.
Really?
Feels like the very first time.
You're extremely talented. All right, welcome back, Deathmatch devotees. Take two. Welcome back, Nobody's Deathmatch.
Nobody's.
Hey. Woo. That's good. Right, take three. Welcome back, listeners. Take four.
Welcome back, nerds.
Okay. We're working our way out of a hole now. Episode 4. A New Hope. We're not talking about Star Wars, but we are talking about another George Lucas joint called Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. However, it ended up not being the Last Crusade. It's a misnomer. It should have been called the Second to Last Crusade. Did you ever see Crystal Skull, Steve?
No, I did not.
Why not?
I think it was like the most universally panned film ever to be created.
Yeah, I think people were upset about Shia LaBeouf being on there for some reason.
Oh, he was in it?
He was in it, and I don't know if they were trying to get him to be like the new Indiana Jones or something, but Harrison Ford, like, he's still aging well, I'll say, especially with an earring. He looks pretty good with an earring.
Yeah.
But he didn't look super good in Crystal Skull. All right, tonight we're talking about Indiana Jones, Last Crusade. Plot summary, here it comes.
Gonna be a tight one. I can feel it.
I was actually surprised that you agreed to do this one, because this is like the epitome of origin story. And we've confirmed that I like am the origin story buff, you know, I really like them. You hate them.
If you want to use that word.
But I think I kind of tricked you too, because I gave you two options. I said we'll either do Last Crusade or we're going to do Willow. But then I also said, but since we're doing Princess Bride soon, then maybe Willow wouldn't be the best choice because it's an adventure, whatever, fantasy adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of backed you into a corner and you didn't even know what you're agreeing to.
When it slowly dawned on me that I had been betrayed by you, and I was watching the epitome of an origin story.
Did you like break your pencil in
half? Yeah, I shook my fist or did something. Or maybe like looked at you and cocked my head to the side and smiled.
Looked at me, smile. Like a photo of me on the wall or something?
Yeah.
I wasn't here. So let's jump into the plot summary and then we're going to talk origin story.
Well, now it's applicable. I mean, it upsets me less because it's applicable. It's not like you're manufacturing it like you usually do.
I actually have issues with the origin story. But real quick.
Hey, it tells you how he got his chin scar, okay?
I know.
That's all you need.
God, okay. Last Crusade. Last Crusade. It's Indiana Jones is back. He's still a professor of anthropology or something? What does he teach?
I didn't pick like up on it.
I think all the movies, except maybe one of them, there's always a scene of him like teaching. It's always at the end of class, so he's like saying something kind of like philosophical. And then there's always just like a bunch of dames in the front row who are like batting their eyelashes and all that. This movie, I thought I was expecting to see the lady who has like, isn't there one of them, like one of the ladies has like something written on her eyelids? Do you remember that one from one of the movies? I think she like closes her eyes and it says like, do me or something like that. I forget what it says. No, you don't know this?
I don't remember.
Well, it wasn't this one, so I was disappointed.
Yeah. I don't remember Lost Ark very well.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that it's pretty, I mean, again, it's Indiana Jones against the entire Third Reich. Right. And all he's got is a whip and then like a handgun with one bullet left in it.
And his looks.
And his skill set of finding booby traps and finding like secret passageways. There's so many secret passageways in this movie. But in Last Crusade, he again is going up against Hitler and the gang. Hitler and the Nazis. All right, take three of plot summary.
Ugh. We always do this.
Do you want to do the plot summary?
I don't speak well. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, we need a third person to do it, because obviously you can't do it either.
Oh, we should have a... Yeah. We should have guests write in ideas. All right.
Harrison Ford plays Indiana Jones, a well-loved
professor.
Professor.
Does a lot of field research. He wants everything to be put in the museum. That's like his catchphrase.
This belongs
in a museum.
Yeah.
Which, like,
get off my plane.
They don't ever show him actually visiting a museum in any of the movies.
Yeah.
There's not, like, do you think somewhere there's like a natural history museum that just has like a wing that's like been donated by Dr. Jones? It's just all the relics and artifacts that he's stolen from like nondescript Russian men and dudes in Panama hats. They just like, he puts all the puts the crystal skull in there and all that.
Yeah, I like to think that.
Yeah, I bet there is. Last Crusade, he's against the Nazis. Okay, here we go.
As he should be.
So then, Hitler, he...
Gonna start with Hitler?
I guess. It's gonna end with Hitler, too. Hitler wants this Holy Grail? Wait, is the Holy Grail the name of the actual cup, or is the Holy Grail just...
What else would it be the name of?
Well, they, like, have... I don't know.
You're thinking of the saying, like, oh, that's the Holy Grail of cars.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the actual cup is called the Holy Grail.
No, the Holy Grail is the Holy Grail of Holy Grails.
What?
It's called the Holy Grail.
Is that old knight the Holy Grail?
I'll drink out of him anytime. Ooh.
Okay. Last try for the summary. If this doesn't work, listeners, just look up IMDb and you can figure out what the hell we're talking about. Okay, so the Nazis want the Holy Grail because it's eternal life. If you drink out of this cup, then it's eternal life. And I guess Hitler wants to live forever. And Indiana Jones wants it to be in a museum, basically.
Yeah.
But also, that's like the A story. And then B story is... father and son, unresolved dad issues. Dad left 20 years ago. Dad is Sean Connery. Of those two storylines, which one were you more interested in watching?
I like the banter between dad and son teaming up here and there, getting into trouble. I especially liked when dad would get into trouble and then Indy would say, "Dad."
It is weird, though, kind of all the Indiana Jones movies, Indy, of course, has to have some kind of love interest. Yeah. And this one, he, of course, falls in love with, like, kind of, well, she's not, like, she isn't a Nazi herself, I don't think, but she's, like, on their team. She's kind of like a double agent or something.
Yeah.
Elsa, right?
I think so.
And then, so he's involved with her, and then it comes out, like, in a really kind of creepy way that... Sean Connery also had a relationship with her. What the hell's that all about?
Yeah, that was gross. I have a better summary. Indiana Jones, played by Harrison Ford, discovers that his father, played by Sean Connery, has been searching for the Grail for most of his life, Holy Grail. And that his father was making some real progress and was on the verge of a significant development.
And then Indy finds out that his dad has gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, his help is enlisted by Elsa and Walter Donovan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just came to me.
I just want to take a moment and congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have a fan?
Yeah.
I mean, like a airflow fan.
One of those air fans.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nah.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Thank you. Pause. Okay. Well, I asked you about your opinion of the two stories, like the A and B story.
Oh, you
I
asked
really
me
care.
Wanting it to well, be
I wanted
reciprocated.
It to be flipped around to me because I actually thought
it's
about
the only
this.
Reason you ever asked.
I actually
question.
Reflected upon this. That's the only reason I ever ask you questions. And then. I don't care, like, I'm not as enticed by the A story as far as, like, battling it out with Nazis goes. I don't really, I like more of the origin story stuff and the father and son stuff. But here's what my issue is with Indiana Jones origin story in this is, so they got River Phoenix to play him as a younger boy, and he's like a Boy Scout, Eagle Scout, and he's out in the Utah desert and comes across like kind of some nefarious characters who are came across like some gold or like some relics or something, and they're all like wringing their hands and really happy about it, and Indiana already has like an ethical backbone and wants all the shit to be in the museum, whatever. He grabs the relic from them, and then he like rides horseback to that circus train, and basically the circus train, like each train car has like a new little piece of Indiana's origin and stuff. So like he'll, which I doesn't really check out for me. It doesn't really do it for me. Like he gets like he falls into like a train car with a lion, and then he finds the whip. So that's where the whip came from. And you already mentioned how he whips himself in the face and then gets the scar on his lip.
Mm-hmm.
And
chin,
sorry.
It's close.
And then later, wait, what else is on the train that he... Oh, the snakes.
Yeah.
What's up with this? So when he's hanging out with his like little fat boyfriend or whatever, like back, he's watching the grave robbers, he grabs a snake and he's not scared of it at all.
Right.
But then, like,
I noticed that too.
What? So, like, at one point he wasn't scared of snakes, but then, like, are we supposed to believe that now he's on the train and, like, he has to go through, like, the snake exhibit? And I think he, like, kind of falls into some kind of water. I'm not speaking very well. He falls into. You have judgmental eyes right now.
falls into, like, a long crate of snakes.
Yeah. So is that, but like he doesn't really freak out, he just hops out, but is that supposed to be like...
I thought he freaked out.
Well, as much as somebody who's in a crate of snakes would freak out, I feel like it's like appropriate, but I don't think it's like enough to be like, oh, now he doesn't like snakes anymore.
What other parts were there?
Well, then, I mean, later when he gets off the train, then he like gets the fedora, he gets the hat from the guy like as a consolation prize or whatever.
Oh, right. I'm
so sleepy.
Let's you said that so flirtily.
Yeah. I'm really hot and tired right now.
The fan's on you, man.
Oh,
poor baby. You're all full of sushi and wine.
We're starting late.
Yeah.
That was insane.
I'll get us firing.
Well, no. Hold on. Right. I wanted to say something.
You complain that you're tired and then you want the floor.
I was disappointed that they just like kind of tied up his origin story, like how he got the whip, how he got his hat, how he got his scar, how he got afraid of snakes. They just like tied it up like really loosely and just like in this like small little scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's too
I
easy.
Would have liked it like because I would have liked it had I don't know, maybe in like Temple of Doom with Shorty. Like what if, do you remember Shorty? That's like the little, no, he's a little boy. He's also in Goonies. Shorty. He's like his sidekick.
No.
You don't remember anyways.
Sorry.
Well, you just fucked up my bit.
Won't be the last.
That was my first bit I was going to do. Anyways.
You said you had no bits.
I did say that. I wanted to lower your expectations. Something I wanted to mention too was, so Indiana Jones, like the original three movies are definitely...
Oh, hey, what? Remember I had a thing and you're like, no, let me finish my thing. And then you just finished your thing, but yeah. Now you're going into a second thing without letting me do my thing.
You want to go toe-to-toe on this?
I'm just saying.
You want to rock, paper, scissors? You want to...
Why don't you... I'm just going to sit back.
Oh, what's your thing? I want to hear it now.
No, what's your thing?
No, come on. Your handwriting's nicer. I want to hear what you have to say. The thing I was going to talk about is that the Indiana Jones, the original trilogy, was like a huge part of my childhood. And, you know, it'd be great if you stopped talking every 5 seconds. Jesus Christ. Every time I start like a new little segment, the biggest like warm milk guzzling yawn from across the table.
I have like a fucking cap with a fuzzy thing on the end.
Get your slippers while you're at it.
My dressing gown?
Yeah.
Pinstripe, baby blue.
Indiana Jones was like a huge part of my childhood and like imprinted itself onto my brain to the point where I was like, I did a lot of like make-believe kind of games and stuff. You can, like, I'm curious if you did, but
but I would ask you.
I'm gonna ask you once I'm done. You can take a little nap right now. A little schmoochy poochies. So I'd play like Indiana Jones in the backyard, and I'd try to like mimic him as much as possible. So like I'd have like, you know, a nice little like leather side satchel. I had like a kind of, not really a fedora, but you know, a hat. I even had like a small kind of like worn out, like, I think it was like a pocket Bible, but I didn't read it or anything, but I kind of used, you know, how he has his like little journal or like the thing that he gets from his dad, all about the Holy Grail. I'd carry that around too.
Jesus.
And then, yeah, I know. And then my parents really like doubled down on it. They like they weren't worried. My dad went as far to like tie a rope off of the balcony so I could do like some swinging moves.
Yeah.
While I was, you know,
nice.
Just like singing the theme song to myself in the front yard. I don't know. Whenever I played Indiana Jones, I wasn't like necessarily like fighting Nazis or getting into those kinds of adventures. If anything, I was just like pretending to find like secret passageways and stuff. I was more into like the,
yeah,
I don't know, kind of like the Hardy Boys kind of adventure of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, and then, oh, when I was thinking about that too. So other than Indiana Jones, the other thing that I played a lot as far as like movies go was Back to the Future. And this is going to make you either stop being my friend or, or ridicule me incessantly, but I,
or both.
So Back to the Future 2 is the one with the hoverboards, remember? And I think my dad had like a spare 2x4 or something like that. And I don't know if I drew on it or if my parents drew on it, but they basically like wrote hoverboard and then like drew some buttons, like an on and off button. And I'd throw that out onto the lawn and I'd just kind of stand on that for hours in the noonday sun, pretending to be on a hoverboard. So I interchanged that with, you know, Indiana Jones swing on a rope.
2x4 is very narrow.
It might have been a 3x5.
Hmm. That sounds about right. I mean,
sounds huge.
It's pretty thick.
What are the dimensions on it? Did you play any movie games like that or no?
No.
Okay. Are you testifying? What kind of imaginative games did you play?
You'll be surprised to know, because of my enormous, wonderful, breathtaking imagination currently.
You're talking about all the video games you play?
That I did not really have imaginative games in my childhood. I played hide and seek. I played Smear, in parentheses, The Queer.
The Queer, yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
You like invited friends over and played Smear the Queer?
Yeah.
That's weird. I feel like that was more of like a recess game.
No.
I never played
That was a yard Smear. Game. That was you can't play Smear game.
On school grounds?
At school grounds?
Yeah, you can.
Too I much did. Tackling.
Yeah, that's true.
I would like take my bike out to the jumps in the desert.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
When you were going off the jumps, did you actually like do things like turn your handlebars or like do
do little things.
McFlair 180s or whatever their tricks are called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Newbie coobies.
Snatch and grabs. Tickle me Elmos. So you didn't really play, that's weird.
Like, you know, nothing that requires any kind of imagination. I'm just now realizing how weird that is.
What do you think was holding you back?
Probably stupidity.
Stupidity was holding you back? You weren't stupid enough? Or no, you were too stupid to do that?
I was too dumb to like come up with stories or imitate.
Are you paying me a compliment right now?
No.
Feels like it.
Mm.
Feels good inside.
Feels good. That's weird. Oh, also RC cars.
What are RC cars?
Remote
like
control.
Oh.
Jesus. Like, I'd make tracks in my backyard.
RC cars.
From mud. I'd get in the mud.
You'd have
mud tracks.
Where did you live? It just sounds like you're
It's like Mad Max.
You sound like you're like a mud gully, and you're just like smearing the queers all over the place. God, wild, wild west, wherever you grew up.
Yeah. I want you to know that I shelled out the extra buck for Indy.
Oh, you went HD on it.
Took one look at Harrison Ford's face, and right. I was like, I'm going HD for you, Indy.
Yeah, he's incredibly handsome.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd say so. He could get it.
And he was, I guess he was supportive of like having River Phoenix play him too, because he was like, I think he said River Phoenix is, of all the actors they were considering, was like the one who looked the most like him as a young man or something.
I thought he did a pretty good job with the acting.
Harrison or Rivers?
River.
Yeah.
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo. Only in my dreams.
Oh, I knew you were going to try something like that.
I did it. Did you see did you see my eyes roll into the back of my head? Oh, the Weezer discography. Oh,
it's coming.
In the garage? No. Oh. You thought River did a good job? So Indiana Jones is afraid of snakes because of one time when he was on a train with a bunch of snakes. Are you afraid of anything like that? Do you have something like a... What's your origin story, Steve? I'll tell you mine when you're done.
I'm afraid of like lots of holes close together.
Go on.
It's kind of hard to talk about, but if there's a bunch of...
Listeners, he's breaking into like a sweat right now. It's disgusting.
There's like a lot of holes and they're all really close together. Like, but if they're like holes, if they have depth to them.
What's an object that would have a lot of holes like that?
I'm starting to get goosebumps right now. Actually, I don't know if I
Are
can
you talking
talk
like
about
cheesecloth?
No.
Does it have to be like a living organism?
That definitely makes it a lot worse. I'm starting to.
How did you
lose it?
Did you find yourself on a train that had a car that was devoted to things with holes in them? How'd you get scared of that? All right, I'll tell you about mine.
Yeah, I can't go much farther here.
Wow, we should have a therapist for this podcast. My thing is ants.
Really?
Yeah. With ants, my thing is like, I guess similar to your thing with like a lot of holes, my thing is like a lot of ants. So like, as a kid, I remember I went one time, it started by like me going out to take the trash out and seeing like a dead mouse or like a dead rat on the ground, and it was just like covered in ants.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty rough.
Yeah, like traumatized me for a bit. But then there was also like a strange time before that where I was perfectly fine with ants, and like I'd be in the backyard like burning my G.I. Joes with a magnifying glass, and would also like burn an ant or two here and there. But then after the ant on the mouse thing, like that was over. So that was like my snake train thing. And then recently, like just a week ago or something, I went to the hot springs with Sandy, and I was putting my shoes on after the whole thing. And I like put my hand onto this tree to hold myself. And apparently, like, the tree was made out of ants or something, because I pull my hand back, and it's seriously, like, covered every, like, square centimeter. What's something smaller than a centimeter? Every
micron.
Micron, thank you. What? It's nothing. Every micron of my hand is covered in ants.
Sounds
and
great.
Then I just, like, do a quick shake, and they all fall off. But it was, like, enough to, like, really damage me for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Ants.
Ants.
Holes.
Holes.
Ant holes.
Mm. Our fears combined. Listeners, if you want to freak the fuck out of Nobody's Deathmatch, bring some ant holes over here to the studio. Wow, you said all that and you just crossed off like one square inch of your notes.
Again, he's yawning, folks. This is one tired little baby. No, go ahead. What's up? What time did you wake up this morning?
6, as always.
I mean, have you been sleeping well or not really?
No. I sleep terribly always.
How many hours are just terrible?
How many hours do you think Indiana Jones sleeps? Wow, you're really thinking hard about it.
I think he sleeps quite often, actually.
Yeah.
I think all the movies always have him, like, curling up with some dame like in a like a nice like canopy bed or something. I feel like there's like every one of the movies has like a couple scenes where he is just like sleeping after after a good roll in the hay with his dad's ex-girlfriend. Ugh.
Ugh. I thought the music was a little overkill sometimes. Like, I got tired of how extremely whimsical it was, even during some action parts.
Hey, if you have a beef with John Williams, you have a beef with me.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I know Indiana Jones is supposed to be, like, more lighthearted and...
Can you give me an example? Like, when I think of the soundtrack, I'm just thinking of... But
no, just like, especially in the beginning when they're trying to set like a lighter tone, it's just like... Boom, 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 boom. Like, stupid, like... It's like, what the fuck, man?
I guess I just treated it like elevator music. I didn't really hear it.
Just waiting for that theme.
Oh, so I like... I like that he's like the most popular professor on campus. Again, Indiana Jones is both an adventurer and somehow he has time to teach a class that nobody really understands what the subject matter is. Uh-huh. I like that he's the most popular teacher on campus, clearly, because he gets out and like everybody's like wanting his autograph. But then he like goes to his office, which is apparently the boiler room of the, of the college.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just, yeah, there's like a huge boiler behind him. And then he just has like a bunch of like scaffolding with like apparently... treasures and relics that he's rescued and is just processing before he takes him to his museum wing.
How did you
feel? Do you have dad issues? Do you have dad issues?
My issue with my dad is that he's too fucking cool and doesn't spend enough time with me because I fucking love him. Fucking love spending time with my dad because he's supportive. He's loving. Yeah. He's funny. He's my best friend.
Well, did you ever, here's Mike, like, so Indiana Jones and his, and Sean, and what's, they're both called, like, Dr. Jones, kind of. What should we call dad? Oh, should we
just Dr. Jones and me.
Let's just call him Dad and Junior, how about, if we're talking about both of them, okay?
Yeah.
Dad and Junior. Dad, like, they haven't had contact in 20 years, and it's not, I wasn't really certain as to why. It seems like Dad got really obsessive about his research and everything, didn't really focus much on Junior. And they actually show that when it's River Phoenix or whatever, where he like, he's really excited about finding the cross and all that. And, you know, Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin's playing, basically, like Dad, do you know that song? I only know that song because my...
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
Well, basically, so let me tell you a little bit about Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle. It starts off, like, the song is basically, it starts off with, like, Dad isn't around, and the kid keeps coming around being like, hey, can we play catch? And he's like, sorry, son, I'm gonna go do something else. And then...
Powerful here.
But then there's a turn, like, halfway through the narrative of the song, and the son has grown up, and now Dad wants to hang out with the son, but the son's too busy, and, what was it talking about with Indiana Jones or Dad and Junior? Oh, so Dad is super obsessive with his work, and then they don't really say what happened to the mom, right?
Yeah, there was like two lines of dialogue about it, I think. Indy was like, mom didn't understand either, like, yeah, why you were an asshole.
They have a bit of a row about it. But
and then Connery was like, oh, she understood more than... her share, something stupid like that. Just doesn't say anything. I know.
What?
Sounds quick, like I drew
quick
first.
Quick drama over here. The floor is yours. My ears as well.
I did notice a fair share of cliches. They didn't really bother me, but I did. I mean, they stuck.
You took note.
I took note. They stuck in my teeth a bit.
I'd like to hear about them.
There was one that was just like the typical man wants other man for a mission. The man says no, and then it gets personal, and then the man says yes after he changes his mind.
Who are the men in this that you're talking about?
The first man is Indiana Jones, and the second one is that white villain, where he's like, we need your help for this. Indiana Jones is like, no.
Right.
And then, oh, Dad's involved? Dad's missing?
Oh.
Okay. Like,
Okay.
I don't know. You know how that happens in like fucking every movie ever. That
the
kind of pisses me off.
Kind of the coming out of retirement because
right.
there's a case that you just have to crack or whatever.
There's like resistance, like I don't do that anymore, whatever. But then it hits home like, oh, dad's missing or my wife or get off my plane. I don't know.
So you would you have preferred him to just be like a little eager beaver when...
I guess there's no alternative unless you rewrote like a huge part of the script.
Yeah.
So my question was, how did you feel about the cliches? Did they bother you? Did you notice them? Can you look past something like that with a classic like Indiana Jones?
Yeah. They didn't bother me so much. I did kind of think about it a bit as far as, you know, Indiana Jones constantly finds himself fighting against evil forces. But it's what usually gets him into it is like some kind of like weak link as far as like, oh, I got to get this relic into the museum, which is like, who cares? Like, whatever. This one I liked because of the father issue. Like he's mm-hmm. like just kind of reconciliation with his estranged father. I dig it.
It's cool. Dig it.
Yeah. Cause like the other two movies, I think it's like, it's not like he's like fighting the Nazis because he's like against their, ideology or against their campaign or something. It's more like, oh, I got a nice little tart that I want to protect. Speaking of tarts, perfect segue. Nice mm-hmm. job. High five to myself. You don't like that?
I wish I could yawn on demand.
Yawn on demand. I was curious, what are your thoughts on Elsa, the good witch of this movie? Like, standalone.
Did I
and
find
also
her attractive?
Yeah. Do you find her attractive? Do you find her character compelling?
Well, I mean, this Elsa woman, she did have a little dimension then. I mean, she had some betrayal. She had some inner conflict. You could see it on her face sometimes, especially when she was being pushed into Nazi territory, and you could tell that it wasn't really her thing.
I don't know if I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you're projecting.
Not the observant one. Oh, it's from my own time.
Yeah, for being a Nazi. Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, no, I didn't find her attractive. No, she wasn't really compelling. I don't know. She was just kind of there. That thing happened where the accent makes it seem like they're acting poorly.
Yeah.
But I can't really tell if the acting is bad because of the accent.
Yeah.
I don't know. So she might have been a bad actress, too. Did you
like her? Do you want to know what her real name is?
You liked her, huh? You Googled her? Google images?
Allison Duty.
Allison Duty.
Her last name's Duty.
Topless. Allison Duty. Butt cheeks.
Nip slip.
Nip slip. Upskirt.
God. God. Ugh. Moving on. No, I didn't really like her at all, actually. She was kind of annoying. And I like that she met an unfortunate end at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it showed her greed right at the end. She could have been saved, but she just wanted her.
Why don't you elaborate on what the scene was, what happened to her?
Well, she falls.
So we've only
They do the thing that they're told not to do, so the whole temple is coming, crashing down, falling apart.
All right.
Big cracks in the floor, and she falls into one of them. Indy grabs her.
Yeah.
She has one hand free. And
she's got those sexy leather gloves.
Ugh.
That's what did her in.
Her sexiness was her downfall.
Hubris.
So with her free hand, she keeps reaching for the grail that's like sitting on this little ledge. Really, if she just reached for Indy, she could be saved. But she chooses her greed, her obsession.
Yeah.
And she pays the price by falling into... very shallow looking mist. Not the best shot.
Just like Legends of the Hidden Temple down there. Basically, yeah. She just like fell into the game show.
She's immediately quizzed.
She had to go look for the silver monkey or whatever.
Nice reference.
Thanks. Deep cut. And then Indy falls down because he's trying to grab the cup or whatever. And I liked that Dad kind of talked him out of his obsession or whatever because Dad's the one who's like been obsessed with this kind of shit his entire life or mm-hmm. whatever, and he sees that it's like driving Junior to the point of insanity or to death, basically. And then I think he tells him like, what does he say? Let It Go Son or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know, something, I don't know. I thought it was kind of sweet.
It's pretty sweet, yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Happy Father's Day. Here's your rake. What did you really like about this movie?
I liked the action. I liked how the action was presented. And it was weird to go back to an older action movie and see it put up against the action of today, which you would think.
Well, I kind of liked how it was like, after talking about Speed or whatever, Speed was like, more just like, we have to like constantly have the pace going. We constantly have to have like the stakes getting higher and higher. I think Indiana Jones, or like action movies of that era with Indiana Jones, they could have like kind of more, they're able to pace it better, I guess. They're able to just to like, I don't know when to like pull back. And
yeah, it had long periods where like it was just the story developing or just kind of building characters or something like that, or setting the scene, or
yeah.
And when the action actually did happen, it was pretty quick and pretty like concise. Like there weren't like super long hand-to-hand or super long car chases or something like that. I just feel like today it's like really excessive, and this action was just tight, and like every little shot like moved the battle along and moved the story along. You know, when someone gets punched or something, they don't just get punched like 20 more times. It's like they get punched and then they're injured, and then that means they almost fall off the tank, and then totally. That means this next thing happens. It's not just like repetitive and excessive that. Like today's
sometimes action. You can knock out two guys with one punch too,
or three guys with one bullet.
Yeah. Hey, what's the difference between an Australian goodbye and a German goodbye? What's the difference between an Austrian goodbye and a German goodbye?
One's like a make out or something. I can't remember.
The Austrian goodbye is the lip biting kiss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lip sucking.
Lips. I'd say it was more biting.
It was more sucking.
And then the German goodbye is just like fucking punch to the head.
Yeah. It's fucking Germans.
No thanks. No thanks, Germans. I kind of talked about it before, but there's so many secret passageways. And I don't know if Indiana's just like drawn to them or something like that, but it's like Scooby-Doo with Nazis, where like Indy and Dad are like tied up in chairs, and then Indy just happens to like hit like the quintessential like candle stick holder, and then secret passageway door opens up, and then they're like in like a little like Nazi radio like recon control room or whatever. I like the secret passageways, but there's too many of them. Because then just seconds after that, so they escape from that. Then Dad sits down in a chair, leans back in it, and then like a whole staircase just opens up.
Yeah.
What is this? It's like Winchester Mystery House for Nazis? Yeah. I don't get it.
So again, it's too easy. Another thing that's just too neat.
They don't need so many passes. Just walk out a door. I love the motorcycle chase too. And
I love when Indy's doing all this crazy shit and he just wants his dad's approval so bad he keeps looking over at him.
Yes.
And Sean Connery's face. Dad's face.
Yeah. No, Indiana like sticks like some like, I don't know, a curtain rod. I don't know where he got it from, but he sticks it into like the guy's spokes or whatever. He flips over. One boner stimulator in this movie for me was...
Ugh. So you already have the boner, but it's just being stimulated?
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, there's a lot of action in this movie, so yeah, I already had the boner, and then it was stimulated when Indiana Jones is on horseback, and he's
I bet it was.
And he's fighting the Nazis in their tank, and he leans off of his horse, picks up a rock off the ground while on horseback. That's boner stimulation city right there.
Yeah.
And he picks up the rock, and he puts it into the tank gun. And then the guy tries to use the gun and blows himself up.
Yeah, like that would happen.
What do you mean? You think the rock would dislodge?
Come on. Like, the rock isn't going to be the right shape to, like, perfectly wedge into
that.
How
many tanks have you been in, Steve? How many tours have you done?
Plus, like, that...
Oh, none?
That fucking, what is it, a bullet that they fire? A giant bullet?
Yes.
A thing's coming out like super fast.
It's probably just a bunch of potato guns on that tank anyways, right? They don't even have bullets.
That was dumb. The rock, it showed the rock in there. It's like all these gaps around the side. It wasn't even like plugging it up that well. Stupid.
All right. Well, I was impressed by his agility, I guess.
Yeah. Is that what gets you going? When did you climax when he shoved the rock in the hole? Listeners, please enjoy this
featured audio from
Ever
Clear.
The
band?
From
Santa Monica? My daddy gave me a name.
Wow.
Your eyeballs. What happened to them?
Do you think it's my dad, my daddy gave me a name, or my dad, he gave me a name?
I think they changed it up.
Do they now?
Yeah.
That seems...
My dad, he gave me... Definitely one of them is daddy. And then maybe he's...
At least one.
Yeah.
Why would they change it? It's
pointless. They toss it around.
Pointless.
Okay, so after the whole tank battle, they eventually get to that temple, and they get to the part where you have to go through like a series of kind of like physical challenges to get to the actual knight who has been in there for 700 years.
Yeah.
What has he been doing that whole time? Don't wink at me. That's disgusting. Don't even allude to it. He... then stands up and like tries to attack Indiana when he gets through all the booby traps and stuff.
But he's tired from masturbating.
He's tired. Still in the refractory period after 700 years of masturbation. When the old knight has his, so when, yeah, Walter Donovan like drinks the out of the wrong goblet.
Because he has no humility.
The old knight then says he chose poorly. And as I was watching it this time, for whatever reason, like Diet Coke just flashed into my brain, or just like Coca-Cola flashed into my brain. I was like, what the hell is this all about?
They're really in there, aren't they?
And do you know what I'm about to tell you?
No.
Well, so I was curious, and then I did a search. I was like, this has to be something. Like, why would it be imprinted there? And there was, like, a huge, Coke campaign, advertising campaign, where they had, like, they basically just, like, partnered with Indiana Jones. And they have the commercial on YouTube. I recommend watching it because it's absurd.
Wow.
I was a little disturbed that had... been, yeah, the seed had blossomed in my brain.
Yeah.
That explains all the Coke I drink now.
Yeah, it's scary. Advertising.
Thanks for the validation.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
You're the most insensitive prick.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to call you a prick.
Not on air.
You're an all right guy. You're my pal.
You're the most insensitive all right guy I've ever met.
This is your bit?
This is my one bit.
Ugh!
Oh, it's so good, too.
Yes!
It's right there, too.
Does that have anything to do with the night? Because I kind of want to finish up on the night.
No, it has nothing to do with the night.
Do you want to finish up on the night and then do your bit?
Let's finish on the night.
You mean finish on your bit?
Let's finish in the night.
Okay. God. I think I had started saying it. I felt bad for the knight because he basically tells him, he brought it up. He tells him, like, don't go across the shield or whatever with the Holy Grail because, like, the whole place will go up. Elsa does exactly that.
Yes, of course.
So as basically the place that he's been living for the past 700 years is crumbling down, everybody's leaving and kind of like piecing out, but he's like stuck there still, and like there's no reason for him to still be there because the Holy Grail is gone. It's like fallen in the crevasse or whatever, and he just looks like a sad little man as everybody's leaving and like everything's crumbling down around him. I just like kind of
waving.
I felt.
Remember?
What? Like, oh yeah, he is waving. Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Poor bastard. Kind of got grossed out by, so Dad Sean Connery, he gets shot, and again, Indy has an incentive for like going through all the booby traps and challenges and putting his life on the line because he needs to save Dad by bringing back the Holy Grail. He brings it back with like, or he brings back the cup of Christ and pours like water on his dad's wound.
Mm-hmm.
It just like starts boiling like crazy.
Hydrogen peroxide.
I didn't like that. I kind of get grossed out by seeing like Sean Connery's bare chest with like a boil or something like that. And it's just like steaming off of him. Didn't care for it.
Okay. Noted.
It's kind of like ants for me.
Yeah.
Ants and old man chests.
I actually like that idea of like some kind of compound getting into a wound and disinfecting it and fizzing because it's doing so much work.
You mean it's like it's sealing up the holes that you hate so much?
Yeah, maybe.
So are Dad and Junior immortal now?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
Because at first...
What the fuck?
At first, when the old knight's like, you can't cross the shield, I thought he meant like, you have to like stay here with me if you want to be immortal, which is like, who wants to do that?
Right.
Have a circle jerk with the old knight guy for another 700 years? No thanks. But then it's pretty clear that like he just meant you can't bring the cup across.
Right.
You can leave. So Indy drank it. Sean Connery just had a... Oh, no, he drank it too. He had to pour it on his disgusting chest and then drank it as well. So yeah, they're both immortal.
Yeah, so I don't get why Dad drank it. If like pouring it on his wound healed him and saved his life, then why did he also drink it? So they really did want to be immortal? They're immortal now.
I don't think they wanted to be immortal, though. Well, no, he had to figure out which cup to bring back to his dad. So he had to like drink it and then be like, oh, I didn't turn into the Crypt Keeper like Walter Donovan over here. I'll bring it back to Pops.
But then why did the dad drink it? Because he just wanted to be immortal?
I don't think he knew. No, I don't think he wanted to be immortal. I think he was just like so close to his final death throes that... I don't know. I'm not sure. Why am I trying to defend this?
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
If drinking it saved his life, then pouring it on his wound didn't make any sense and was for show or something.
Regardless, they're both immortal now. And now they can keep double banging their same girlfriend or whatever.
Gross.
I know. It's creepy.
Can I do my bit yet?
Yeah.
I don't really know how to get into it. Let me see.
Here comes the bit. Here comes a bit. Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Here comes a bit.
Stupid.
I liked it.
It's not even a bit. It's just a joke.
So close to being done. Get over with your bit. Get your bit over with.
I'm trying to think.
Over your bit with. Get with the bit.
So Indiana Jones has some sex, huh? Indiana Jones, more like Indiana Bones.
God. You had so many opportunities to seamlessly insert that into just normal discussion.
Insert?
Penetrate.
Penetrate our conversation with that joke.
Yeah, you didn't.
I wanted it to stand alone.
Oh, stand alone on the cutting room floor.
It's my best joke.
Ever. Trivia! Trivia.
Trivia.
I like that. Keep doing it.
Trivia.
I can't. Trivia.
Trivia round. I'm gonna go 10 for 10 this time. I'm gonna bat 1,000. 100% A plus. 4 stars. Golden Globe.
First question. Insert Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music here.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, thank you. There's two reasons that Steven Spielberg made
Jewish.
A third Indiana Jones. There's two reasons that Steven Spielberg made a third Indiana Jones movie. Name at least one of them, and I'll give you a fucking point.
Because he wanted to work with Harrison Ford again.
You get two guesses.
So that obviously was not correct.
Think money and think pride. Money and pride.
I was just going to say, just to make more money, obviously. I mean, you already have a franchise.
Yeah.
That's just sitting there. You might as well fucking stick your fingers into it. Fucking get in that honey pot.
Jesus Christ.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Yeah, to make money.
Final answer, to make money. Kind of mostly wrong. You,
to so not make
Steven
money?
Spielberg, no.
So to give away had, money. To lose money.
One reason was that he had a contract to make a third movie with George Lucas, so he needed to make a third one. And then the other reason was that, I guess Temple of Doom, like, kind of got panned by a lot of critics when it came out, so he was wanting to kind of, like, redeem himself. So that's first a trivia question. Got it wrong.
No, I think that was, I got it pretty right.
Question two. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Were any seagulls harmed in this movie?
Seagulls?
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely a possibility, but I feel like they'd have a lawsuit on their hands if there was. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they specifically...
When would seagulls have been harmed in this movie? We didn't talk about the scene.
When Papa Jones... When,
come on.
When daddy when dad opens up his umbrella and shoos the birds up into the yes. air so it blows up an airplane. Tight move.
So your final answer is no, seagulls were harmed?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that none.
You got it right. Know why? Because they actually used pigeons instead of seagulls.
And all of those
And all the pigeons were murdered. Yeah. Whatever. You didn't get the first one right.
I got the first one right.
You did not. You want me to test your Groucho or your Marx Brothers knowledge?
Yeah, sure.
So there's a line. Okay, so Dad gives Junior his diary with all the secrets about his research on the Holy Grail. Junior, Indiana Jones, brings it with him when he rescues Dad. Nazis find the diary. Dad's furious with Indiana. And then he says, I should have given my diary to Harpo to protect.
I thought he said Groucho.
He says Harpo.
I think he says Groucho.
It says Harpo. What the hell does that mean?
Are you
underlining? Says Harpo marks on my paper.
Well, maybe your paper is incorrect. What does it mean? I don't know. The Marx Brothers had a reputation for being like zany and kooky and silly and stuff.
And why do you want somebody who's zany and kooky to protect his diary?
That makes being sense. Sarcastic. I mean, he's implying that Marx Brothers, it would be safer with the Marx Brothers than it would be with his son.
The Marx Brothers are rolling over in their graves right now because of you.
They're out of their graves. I raised them from the dead a long time ago.
Harpo had to smuggle a journal with important documents out of Russia.
Hmm.
That's why I made that joke.
And
you were like the
so.
One person I knew who might have understood that joke.
And no, even you didn't get it. I still think you're wrong. If he said Harpo, I would have remembered him saying Harpo. 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 No, he said Groucho.
So there wasn't really a lot of good Indiana Jones trivia, so I found out some rat trivia too.
Hmm.
So let's test your rat knowledge. Because there's a lot of rats in this movie.
Those rats were put in some traumatic spots, huh?
Yeah. They had to actually get like 2,000. Can you believe it? They birthed 2,000 rats.
2,000 rats.
Ugh.
Is that the answer?
What reptile... Ugh, I can't word this. A rat's jaws can bear down as forcefully as the jaws of this reptile.
Oh, that's very Jeopardy-like of you. An iguana.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Think about reptile jaws. What reptile can you think of that has like the strongest jaws? Because clearly it's going to be an impressive thing. It's not going to be like, hey, rats and iguanas have the same jaw force? Jesus.
Jaw Force, is that the name of a movie? Like a police force made of sharks?
The correct answer is crocodile.
That can't be right. That cannot be right. All of your trivia is bullshit. A rat?
Rats are able to gnaw through bone, wood, concrete, and iron. How come they do this? Why would they gnaw through those things?
I'm going to not answer your question and instead say they must be stopped.
They do it because...
They're bastards.
They do it to wear down their incisors because their teeth don't ever stop growing. Isn't that creepy?
What a fucking...
Is that a fucked up animal?
God damn it.
Doesn't it just make you want to be an exterminator?
Yeah, it really does, actually. And we had rats here for a while, so I have a very sensitive spot. I'm a sensitive boy about rats.
Who's we? Well, you live here alone, Steve.
Me and
you
my
mean you and the rats had rats?
Me and my pet rats suffered a rat infestation.
Those are all the trivia questions. I think you got 1 out of 4.
I think I got 100%, actually.
Final thoughts on Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Do you recommend people who have never watched it to watch it? And do you think it stands up?
I recommend watching Romancing the Stone. What? Who? Instead.
What?
Sorry. Would you... Would you recommend Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade to a person who has never seen it?
And who has never seen the other movies?
Just answer the fucking question.
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it.
I don't think I would. I think there's many, many more to be seen.
Superior. Many more to be seen?
Many more movies to be seen that are superior.
So you wouldn't recommend any Indiana Jones movies?
There's not even that many when you think about it. There's not. I mean, why do you watch old classic movies like that? You watch them to be familiar with the lines, to get the in-jokes, to get the references. There's not even that many like classic lines in that movie. There's "He Chose Poorly."
Yeah.
What else is there?
No ticket.
Ah, come on, man. No one uses that.
I say it all the time.
Even when it doesn't apply.
Even when there is a ticket, I say no ticket.
I don't know. It didn't feel very classic to me for some reason.
Well, you said yourself that you like how much action there is. It's like an action-driven movie.
Well, I like how the action was handled, that it was tight. I mean, not like tight, like...
Tight action.
Oh, gross. Listeners, Eric just made the grossest face ever to be made. No, I like how the action was just like pared down. It was lean. I guess.
Cuisine.
Thanks. Is it coming? Do you feel it welling up inside you?
No. Uh-huh. You need to work for it.
That's gross.
Bye, everybody!